and being able to find out that you're now going to be going up to Indiana State next year, geez, a lot of good things happening to you all of a sudden. Is it a little overwhelming, or are you able to keep up with it all?
I mean, I'm trying to. It's real busy with trying to get everything lined up for school and stuff, but just keep going through it, and I don't know. You just handle it all while it comes.
Give me the process of that, because it's something that I don't think a lot of people understand. You were going this past year to the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. All of a sudden, you get the opportunity to move up in class to Indiana State. What's that all about? How did it all come about?
Well, I had a pretty good first year, and I figured I could enter the transfer portal and move up was my hope, and things worked out well for me. But with how late I, not really too late, but how late I joined a team, you got to get all your school, you got to get apply, you got to do everything, you got to figure out your visa or your I-20s and stuff to get be allowed to go in the state. So it's real busy and a little stressful at times, but it all gets done. Usually the people are pretty good about helping you get it done too.
But they came after you though. You didn't have to go after them, or did you?
No, I just went in the portal, and I've never really been a guy to reach out much, and waited around, didn't get a ton of action in the portal, and then all of a sudden I got a phone call from, I started getting a couple other phone calls from like fairly decent schools, and then I got a phone call from Indiana State, and they offered me right away, and I did some talking to my parents and stuff, and then I decided it was something I couldn't turn down, and that's where I'm headed.
So your summer baseball experience has been a good one here, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely helped me get to where I'm going this year at school, too, so it's really helped a lot.
Tell me about clinching a playoff spot, considering where you guys were 0-5 to start the year.
I mean, it's really big for us, and I think we knew we were going to have a chance to do it. We just started off shaky, and once we figured each other out and started playing well, and our coach, Joe, too, he's got the most experience, I think, in the league. And when it comes to winning, he always seems to find a way to win. So you just had to trust in him. And we came back and we're starting to win a lot now.
A little bit frustrating for you being a leadoff hitter. I mean, you're supposed to get on base, but you're not able to swing the bat at the first pitcher. Their starter had a tough time finding the plate. 8 of 9 pitches to you were balls. You ended up with 2 walks. I mean, how difficult is that to get yourself prepared and ready to go when you're not able to swing at anything?
I mean, it's tough, but you just got to try and adapt as the game comes and stick to your approach every time. I mean, there's going to be times when it doesn't go the way you want it, but you just got to go up the next time and try and adjust to it and see from there. That's all you can really do.
Well, Carter, you've done that all season long. The team's been coming on. You're in the playoffs. You got 9 games left to go. Should be a lot of fun to watch over the next few weeks. Thank you for this and wish you all the best.
Yeah, for sure. Should be a lot of fun.